Here's your morning brief for Tuesday, May 18th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stock futures inched higher, pointing to a possible rebound when markets opened this morning, a day after a pullback on Wall Street. President Biden and his wife Jill released their tax returns for 2020 that showed they earned about $607,000. Their 2020 income came primarily from pensions, Social Security benefits, and Jill Biden's speaking and writing engagements. The Bidens revived a presidential tradition of releasing tax returns that had been interrupted during the Trump administration. Money manager Fidelity said it will offer no-fee investing and savings accounts to teenagers under 18 whose parents or guardians also invest with the firm. These accounts will allow the teens to buy and sell U.S. stocks, Fidelity mutual funds, and many exchange-traded funds. An energy watchdog group said investment in new fossil fuel supply projects would have to stop immediately if the world is going to slash net carbon emissions to zero by 2050. The International Energy Agency also said hitting that target would require an acceleration of wind and solar capacity, as well as halting sales of combustion engine cars by 2035. On the earnings front, Walmart, Home Depot, and Macy's are set to report before the bell today, and monthly home building figures are due out this morning. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.